News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Ardaí caught 266 drivers on their phone yesterday as part of a national day of action targeting mobile phone use behind the wheel. And with me to explain more on this is Jane Humphreys, Chief Superintendent from the Garda National Roads Policing Bureau. Good morning to you, Jane.
Good morning.
266, that is, it's not an enormous number, but I imagine that is only a fraction of the people that are using their phone. How big of an issue is this?
It is a significant issue on our roads, and we all see it every day. Every journey that we make ourselves, we all see somebody on their phone or somebody being distracted. So this is absolutely significant, and it is the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah, I suspect that that's what people will think when they hear that. You've done this before. Have we gotten worse? Have we gotten better?
We have probably got worse. When we have these national days of action and the moment that we had there on distracted and mobile phone, it is we have issued more fixed charge notices this time than we have done previously. So the message, quite simply, is not getting through. Mm-hmm. People are continuing to use their phones. They're continuing to be distracted whilst driving. And it is such a serious, serious thing to do while you're behind the wheel of a car.
And of course, people aren't just, and by the way, I'm not minimising making audio calls with your phone in your hand, but people aren't just making audio calls, they're making video calls, but I believe they're also watching Netflix and they're also on scrolling Instagram and all that sort of stuff on their phone while driving too.
Yeah, absolutely. We have people reading, we have people scrolling, we have people texting. The full range. It has become an absolute addiction and a habit to do this behind the wheel of a car. And people do believe now that, if I do this, I won't have a collision, I won't get caught. But our message today is that we are using different types of enforcement, as you'll have seen in our own social media. We had the unmarked HGV was in Cork. We had unmarked vehicles in Mayo, Limerick and Dublin. And this is a new move by Gardaí to use unmarked vehicles to look for distracted driving.
And just that, so they're unmarked, so you won't know that you're being observed. It's not like a big obvious thing. But is it hard to spot drivers? I'm sure drivers have phones on their knee or phones sometimes on those things that are, I don't know what they would be called, that are stuck to your windscreen that you can look at your phone. People use them for GPS. Is it hard to spot drivers?
Well, that's where we have the advantage of the unmarked HGV, where we can see down into vehicles. Quite often, it's quite easy to spot because they are so distracted by using their phone that they don't actually
So they're not observing the fact that they're being observed.
No, absolutely not. In cases, you will have Gardaí vehicles driving alongside them, and they don't actually
don't
notice that they.
Lastly, Jen, if you wouldn't mind, remind people what the penalty is for using their phone while driving.
It's €120 and 3 penalty points on your licence, and that will have to be declared every time you go for insurance. So it will have an effect on your insurance as well.
All right. Look, it is an issue. And as you say, it is the tip of the iceberg. I have no doubt 266 drivers caught in one day as part of a national action plan there. That is Chief Superintendent Jane Humphreys from the Garda National Roads Policing Bureau.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.